Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deshaun Watson, and in fairness, Ken followed up with, well, what if they do the post-June 1 designation, which would I still think the cap would be like $119 million, which is what Mary Kay had to say. I think it's really interesting how everyone can agree in the media generally that they love Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry.
Yeah.
No one seems to be able to agree what the hell the Browns are going to do with Deshaun Watson.
I think we're getting there, though. Not us. I mean, we're talking to national people. I think we're getting there when it comes to Deshaun. It's just whether or not the Browns are going to get there.
Well, yeah. So when I say that, I don't mean it like an accusation, but like we had Mike Mayock, and he's like, yeah, I wouldn't want the guy in the building next year.
Yeah.
And Mary Kay's bringing up the cap side of things. Now, I think you can... I don't remember how to do this. I'm not a salary cap expert. I think you can find a way to restructure the contract one more time to stretch it across 3 years.
Right.
But, like, it's just interesting. Like, I don't know how the Browns can do this deal with Deshaun in a way that is going to please the most amount of people next year. Like, a lot of the times in these situations, very easy. Hey, Jets. Move on from Aaron Rodgers. You're going to make a lot of Jets fans very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look how Mike Tomlin handled that quarterback kerfuffle with Fields and Russell Wilson. It's played itself out.
Well, they had to win in order for it to play itself out.
Well, yeah, but with Deshaun, if he's back here under the guise of, well, we're just going to let him get healthy, but these other two guys, that's the real quarterback room, you have people furious.
I mean, I think, honestly, the answer you don't want to hear, but the truth and the right answer is you got to do what the Broncos did. You got to be able to eat a lot of the money and then move on, but then you also have to hit on a quarterback basically instantly. And they did. Bo Nix has worked out really well for Sean Payton. But that's so much easier said than done, and that's why we're kind of stuck.
And so we played the Mary Kay sound because Jimmy Haslam in the NFL winter meetings, the NFL owners meetings, was also asked about the outlook at the quarterback position. Haslam said it's too early to make any decisions. Quote, unquote, we need to get through the season and we will look at everything. I just don't know. I think this goes back to the conversation you and I had yesterday, which was where Bill Simmons and Cousin Sal on the Bill Simmons podcast unanimously agreed the Browns have the bleakest outlook of any team in the NFL, and it is just tied specifically to Deshaun. And I also think, here's the other half of that, by the way, just to kind of throw this in there. One of the other things that I'm not wildly crazy about drafting a quarterback this year is, I also don't think they're in a position to help that quarterback be the best version of themselves. So it's like, all right, I don't love any of these quarterbacks, and I think you have to if you're going to take them with a top 10 pick. And the other half is, man, are we gonna just get these guys' asses kicked? Like, are we in a position
if you like Stefanski, though, then I don't know why you'd believe that.
Because I think the things that help a good, not great rookie quarterback, when I say a good prospect succeed, are a great offensive line, a really great defense. And you do have one thing, which is Jerry Jeudy.
But historically, these quarterbacks don't enter. That's part of the problem with the NFL draft, is that if you're drafting in the top 10, you're putting the quarterback in a spot that is not going to have a great situation to live in. Like, hell, even like they made the argument last offseason, every national pundit made the argument that Caleb Williams was entering the best situation a rookie quarterback has ever entered the NFL with. And look how that's gone. You know, it's just that there's a reason why you drafted that part of the draft. You're a problematic team more times than not.
Gary in the Heights, what's up? Welcome to the show, buddy.
What's up, Gary?
How are we doing? Nick, I got to understand why you're self-proclaiming yourself to be Santa Claus and then not understanding that Santa Claus isn't an elf.
I mean, is he called a right jolly old elf in "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," my friend?
I mean, he was. Doesn't mean he's an elf.
I mean, so he's referred to as an elf, but he's not an elf.
In one poem.
The best poem, the most important poem in the history of Christmas.
What's the origin? The origin of Santa Claus is Saint Nicholas, right, Gary?
Yep.
Saint Nicholas was a bishop. Now all of a sudden, the bishop's an elf.
Yeah, it's outrageous. It's an outrageous take.
I mean, I think you're being outrageous about the head elf in charge, Gary.
All right, before I get kicked off the show, let's talk about Deshaun Watson. I think in the last 2 years, I've only seen one good half of football from him, and that was the second half of that Baltimore Ravens comeback game. I think he is absolutely the problem. I think what we need to do is we need to front load all of his contract money next year, get him off our team next year, draft Genty, and then we just run Genty next year with, you know, whatever we can put together and start rebuilding from there.
Oh, wow, we got a Gentite on the phone.
A Gentite, real Gentite.
I mean, no wonder you don't believe Santa's a damn elf.
Oh, stop it.
I mean, Gentites are not known to be supportive of the elf community.
The Gentites are the smartest people out there, is what I've been told, Gary.
He told himself that. Gary, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much.
Wow, Gary. Wow.
Gentite and a Santa elf denier.
I told you the convo was coming. The Gentites are coming.
I think
the Gentites are coming.
If Santa's the head elf in charge, you're the head Gentite in charge, and I think you've wished this upon us. Real quick here, let's go Adrian and Akron. We got about 30 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey guys, I think it's hard to not look at the organization and say do a hard reset. We got to bite the bullet on the Shine's contract, and we got to ride out for 2 years. I think we look to draft an O lineman. Any quarterback, there's no quarterback in this draft, like you said, we'd be able to put in a position to win. I mean, if you draft like Cam Ward, the whole nonchalant era of being able to be behind a pocket and sit and make his reads, he's not going to be able to do that with the O-line. So I think drafting the O-lineman and figuring out if our coach is the right coach, if that's the situation, if we get a new coach, we got to figure out what direction he wants to go in. So,
Adrian, real quick, buddy, is Santa an elf?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, Adrian, everything you just said, you discredited.
Thank you, Adrian.
I mean, lost all credibility.
How about that?
In a 3 second answer.
How about that?
Real ones, no.
Real ones, no.
216-474-0092 is a full rebuild necessary for your Cleveland Browns. We've got plenty to get to in the 6 o'clock hour, including who's in the wrong on 92.3 The Fan. It's been a-
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.